Welcome to Let's Talk Adoption, presented by the Lifetime Adoption Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to adoption education. I'm Kim King.
And I'm Heather Featherston. We're so excited to relaunch this podcast, which was actually the very first adoption podcast. It was before they were even called podcasts.
That's right. It's kind of funny to think that Let's Talk Adoption started before platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify even existed. We began as an internet radio show, first on Voice America, and later we aired on Sirius XM.
You know, this podcast has always been about real conversations, the joys, the challenges, and the realities of adoption. And now we're bringing it back.
Today, we're diving into the history of Let's Talk Adoption, how it all began, the incredible guests we've had, and why now is the right time to relaunch.
Let's get started.
To really understand the story of Let's Talk Adoption, we have to go back in time before podcasts were even a thing.
At the time, there weren't many open conversations about adoption. There were books, there were articles, and even a few websites, but there was no easy way for people to hear real voices, whether that was birth mothers, adoptive parents, adoptees, and even professionals, talking about adoption in a way that felt personal and accessible.
And that's why we launched Let's Talk Adoption on Voice America, which was one of the earliest internet radio platforms. It was groundbreaking for its time. Finally, a space dedicated to real, honest adoption conversations. And I think back then, TED Talks did not even exist.
They didn't. But the founder and host of Let's Talk Adoption, Marty Caldwell, was dedicated to open adoption. In fact, she was a certified open adoption practitioner and really was looking for a way to bring these conversations to the forefront, to people, to make them accessible. Then she took things a step further and moved to Sirius XM, which gave us an even larger audience. More people were able to tune in, many of whom might not have even been looking for adoption content, but found the show and connected with it as well as the topics and with Marty herself.
And beyond the technology and platforms, Let's Talk Adoption was always about people, because adoption is about people. These are people's real lives. So we created this podcast because there was and still is a need for adoption education, support, and real life stories.
Because we weren't just sharing information. Information was, you know, anyone could come by it a number of ways, but it's the experiences we were sharing. Adoption isn't one size fits all back then, and it isn't today. It's personal, it's emotional, and it deserves thoughtful an open discussion.
And that's why we're here again today. The conversation around adoption is still just as important, and we're ready to continue it.
One of the most exciting parts of Let's Talk Adoption has always been our guests. We've had the honor of speaking with adoption professionals, many of whom are very well known. We've talked to birth mothers, adoptive parents, and even adoptees who've shared their experiences with honesty and vulnerability.
Some of our most memorable guests include authors like Sherry Eldridge and Deborah Gray, adoptees who shared their lived experiences, birth mothers reflecting on the importance of ongoing contact in their adoption choices, and so many others. Their stories opened up conversations that listeners told us had a real impact on how they viewed adoption. And those programs became such great resources and support, particularly for birth moms.
Yes.
Post-adoption.
And then there were the emotional moments, stories that stuck with us long after the episode ended, like the birth mother who shared how she found peace after years of wondering about her child who she'd placed in a closed adoption, or the adoptive parents who finally brought home their baby after years of waiting.
And what meant the most? Hearing from you, our listeners. Over the years, we received so many emails from people telling us how the podcast helped them, whether they were considering adoption, already in the process, or just wanted to learn more.
That's why we did it back then, and that's why we're back now.
So Heather, why now? Why bring back Let's Talk Adoption after all these years?
You know, I think it's because adoption conversations have really evolved. Today, we're hearing more from adoptees, more from birth parents, and more about the importance of ethical adoption.
You're right. And at the same time, there's still a lot of misinformation out there. And that's why this podcast matters. We want to provide a space where we cut through the noise and talk about adoption honestly and openly.
And we're not here to only talk about the happy moments or even, you know, portray that adoption is all happy moments. We're, you know, not here to only talk about the challenges, because there certainly are challenges within adoption. We're really here to acknowledge that adoption is complex, and we want to talk about all of it.
And that's what we did when we first started, and that's what we're going to do again.
So you may be wondering, you know, what can you expect from Let's Talk Adoption as we move forward now?
We'll be covering a wide range of topics, stories from adopted parents, birth parents, and adoptees, which personal experiences are the best way to gain insight. Adoption ethics, finances, and the legal process. Sometimes you just need to know the facts. And open adoption, navigating relationships, and finding support.
And we want to hear from you. What topics do you want us to cover? What questions do you have? What experts or authors or people with lived experiences do you want to hear from? Your feedback will really help shape this podcast.
And we'll also be bringing in fantastic guests, people who have been through adoption themselves, professionals who can break down important topics, and voices that deserve to be heard.
But at the end of the day, our goal is really quite simple: to create a resource that informs, supports, and connects.
Thank you so much for joining us for this quick relaunch episode of Let's Talk Adoption.
And if you're excited about what's ahead, we'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with anyone who might benefit from it.
If you have a question, a topic idea, or a story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at info@letstalkadoption.com or visit our website at letstalkadoption.com. Until then, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon on Let's Talk Adoption.